Blog Talk Radio.
What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know. But whatever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
One, two, three, make it funky.
Make it funky. Huh. Make it funky.
I got to
make it funky. Make it funky. Make it funky.
Tell me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, welcome to another episode of Boogie Nights in the Basement, Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, excuse me for that little debarge mess up here. We'll probably have some technical difficulties, but that's okay, then we're going to get through it. All right, for 11/27/2021, tonight's show, tonight's topic, let's get funk, P-H-U-N-K/K-E-Y, with resident numerologist, Brother Eddie Harris. And before we bring Brother Eddie in, I hope that everyone had a a good so-called holiday, safe holiday, which on Thursday, you know, spending time with your family and friends when need be. But just realize, though, you know, the same energy you put into those visiting your family the holidays, put that same energy spending time with your family on those days where there is no holiday. You know, so just to put that out there. Once again, I'd like to thank everybody from the 10 regions that's joining us tonight, you know, calling in, and that's going to be listening to the internet tonight. Before I go any further, if you want to call in, have any questions or comments, well, speak to Brother Eddie Harris. After the break, the call-in number is 515 605-9838. Once again, the call-in number is 515-605-9838. Hit the number one, raise your hand if you want to be heard. As usual, got to put out that PSA. You know, we're going to stay on top of tonight. You know, I know there's a lot of other things going on in the world right now, but, you know, we got to stay focused on what we do here. You know, like I said, to put the word out here to the masses, to encourage everybody and to teach them. So this is also a class tonight. So y'all better get ready, get your pens, your papers, get ready to take some notes. And we're going to play a little music tonight as usual, and we're going to have some fun, respectively. So without any further ado, Brother Eddie, how you doing tonight, bro?
Greetings, Brother D. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Great. I'm doing, man, much, much better than I was doing last weekend. I didn't let the family know. I was without a vehicle, and for those of us who drive, you know how it is to be without your wheels for 2 weeks, you know. But again, everything worked out fine. I was supposed to get it this Monday, which would have actually been exactly 2 weeks, but I got my car yesterday, so I'm in seven heaven. So I'm loving it. That energy there, number one. Number two, reiterating what you said, yes, I just revamped the words. You know, hopefully, as you said, everybody was giving thanks on Thanksgiving and giving that real thanks for family because, again, yes, it's not just this day that they dubbed as Thanksgiving for a holiday to make money. No, it's dealing with family, friends, and loved ones, you know, that camaraderie that we haven't had because of this nonsense that we're going through with this corona variation that will be continuous from that point that it was introduced as the Delta variant. Every few months, if not year, we will have another strain or another variant so that everyone would need, who's taking a shot, would need a booster. And kind of off the topic, but not, because it's all dealing with this vaccine. And family, forgive me, let me digress, and let me, as always, acknowledge the ancestors with Ashe, the elders with Namaste, and much respect and love to the family and listening audience for their time, or for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you're sharing with us. It is always, always greatly appreciated, because without you, there's no us, and that's why we thank us. We thank us. So, yes, hopefully everybody spent that time wisely with us again. As we know, you don't need everybody's cooking, but sometimes you look at your family, because if you're not around those who are making your meal and you happen to get there and see that some type of dysfunction was happening between other family members, arguments, this, that, and the other, and you coming on the tail end where that energy from that argument or what facilitated that argument, that energy is being displaced in that food. So we have all type of ways that we look at things, but again, it's from one's own perspective, because a lot of people, I don't care about that. Okay, that's okay. That's okay, but we in our metaphysical family know that the energy that people carry, you know, can change that content, that chemical content that is in that food, because we have the power within us that we really don't know. Again, that we hurt ourselves so much because we don't believe certain things, but that's all right. We will wake up and start to see. But, I'm so elated, family. And y'all got to bear with me, because family who knows me, you know me. And I got to say that this particular show on this particular date that it rings home with all of us, but me being who I am dealing with the numbers, it definitely touches on 9/11 because that's what this date reflects, 11/27, 2 plus 7 is 9. 11/9 or 119, 9/11 in reverse. But for me especially, for the family that knows me over these lines and personally, this is someone's Earth Day that I love, I respect, I am a part of when you hear me, and I always talk it. And I've been, as I said, in seventh heaven today because I never went through another Bruce Lee feature or films today. And yes, family, today is his Earth Day. And this is the first show in 6 years that I've been on Blog Talk that I've been able to get a show or a show that falls on his birthday. So, yes,
wow.
For me, I'm loving this. I'm loving this 9/11 here, you know. So, yes, fam, this has a – I give a shout-out to that brother because, as I said, without you, it would be no us. Without him, it would be no me. And that's on the real, fam. I wouldn't be who I am in the metaphysics and the numerology from Marshall. If it wasn't from that nucleus that I always said that I'm going back to so that I can do what I do and do the best that I can do with what I love doing. Woo, family. Anyway, I got off topic. Pardon me, forgive me, family. Not pardon me, forgive me, family. But I did get slightly off topic, but that's the energy that I'm feeling that, again, for me being melancholy since we are talking about this giving thanks, you know, I was on the melancholy side Wednesday until I talked to a family member that picked my spirits up, and then I went and had giving thanks day with my daughter and her family, so it brought my spirits up because, as the family know, this is my first year without my mother. So I was going back down memory lane. I know you go there, bro, Derek, because, you know, your mother passed a little bit before mine. So, yeah, you go back and
right.
You didn't celebrate it the way everybody else did, but you know what mama was doing and then the kicking how she did it, you know, and we go there. So, being with family, mm-hmm. this particular Giving Thanks Day family brought me up. And for me, feeling that I got brought up to that level, I got my car back yesterday because the universe tells me, stop nicky-pitting around, you know, come on. Only you can come out that funk. So, yeah, let's get funky. Let's get funky, family. So, and again, look, I want to ask a question real quick, too, Brother D, on when you send me the link, when I send it to other people, it'll come up within the link that I send them with the five on it, with that five that you have in the corner.
Yes. Yes.
I wanted to ask, why did you put that five up there?
Well, that's in relation to the year we are in now. I did that some months ago.
Okay, so cool. And it, like I said, it works because, again, every class family is no more than a continuation of a previous class. If the class is being
mm-hmm.
given, in my opinion, the way it's given, everything just picks up from where it left off. So when I saw that, now I recognize it's every time I'm sending it now, that five comes up, I'm like, it's no coincidence that we're dealing with this date, 9/11, but we're dealing with the title of the class. Let's get funky. And when you look at those, the numbers to that phrase, let's get funk, P-H-U-N-K, and understanding the P-H for the F sound is dealing with philosophy, family, thought. So, let's get funky comes up to 68. 6 plus 8 is 14. 1 plus 4 is 5. Wow. And we're dealing with the 5 tonight. Because the 5 that we're dealing with goes back to last week's show, Facebook changing its name to Meta. And yes, Meta is 14, which is 5. So we're really going to deal with words that have been used, are being used, And now hopefully it'll register with you, family, when you hear these words from here on in, dealing with this number five, with the change that we're getting ready to go through, not only dealing with Meta, but going into the year of the six, being 2022, which is no more than 3-3-6, I mean, 3-3 being six, but that's your third eye, your sixth chakra, dealing with insight or illusion, one or the other. If you're insightful, you're not in an illusionary state, but if you're in a state of illusion, you'll never get the insight to what's happening. This is where a lot of our people are led from, coming from this year of the five, the fifth chakra, dealing with truth and lies. Those who are into the lie will remain there and will stay or advance to that state of illusion. Those that are into truth will graduate to that state of insight. A lie can never give you insight. It'll keep you in the illusion. Only truth will give you the insight that you seek. So this is, again, dealing with that five, Meta, and we're going to get deep into why these alien people have dove Facebook to be, Meta. And I just use the term nicely, not to throw it on alien people, but you know Mark Zuckerberg ain't real, family. Y'all know when y'all look at this individual, something about him is definitely unhuman. You know, so I'm not going to put a name on it, being an android, being a artificial intelligent being a cyborg, whatever. He ain't right. So that's a good one to go off of, especially since we're dealing with Facebook. But before we even get started, Brother D, let me back off and basically slow down so you can get in some of the five right now, see, because we're going to touch on that, because we are over the five. We stay on it, see, because when we talk about current events, what current is 32 or 5. Event is 23 or 5. So we're constantly on that 5, family. So, Brother D, without ado, if you got any current events that you want to bring to the table, let's do it.
Yeah, I sure do. And just let the family know before I move on. Now, your book, 1314, Metaphysics 101, Using Numbers to Discover Your Purpose, on page 15, where it talks about the spiritual nine numbers and their meaning. Number 5 deals with the 5 natural senses and common sense. So just to put that out there. Now, with that being said, Brother Eddie family, and it's funny it ain't funny. It ain't no coincidence you just finished off talking about Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg. So happily, Brother Eddie, one of my current events is dealing with Facebook in the state of Illinois. So let's go ahead and start off with that one. Yeah, no such thing as a coincidence, bro. So this story is taken from the Center Square, November 25th, 2021. It's entitled, As Facebook Deletes More Than a Billion Users' Face Templates, Illinoisans Still Waiting on a Payout. Facebook, once again, this is from the Center Square. Facebook users located in Illinois after June of 2011 were eligible to file a claim in a class action lawsuit against the social media giant for violating state's BIPA law. All right, here. Continuing on, it says Illinoisans had a deadline of November 23rd, 2020, which was last year, to join a class action settlement. The website for the case notes final approval was granted in April. However, 2 class members appealed preventing payments from being made. This appeal prevents payments from being made to any class members. According to the website, class counsel remains committed to using every possible legal means to expedite this timeline.
ABE SCAR with the Illinois Public Interest Research Group said such appeals can take time. That can take up to 1 or 2 years on average, SCAR said. I know there have been efforts to expedite the appeal, but so far no success therefore. Fortunately, we're going to have to wait another year, if not two, to hopefully finally have some settlement here. Payments are to be expected up to be $400 per person, but a fact sheet says an exact amount can't be given. Depends on how many claims have been filed and the cost of the fees and other attorney expenses. While the delay may be frustrating, Meta announced earlier that this month Facebook will be no longer use facial recognition as part of a company wide move to limit the use of facial recognition in our products, quote unquote. This change will represent one of the largest shifts in facial recognition usage in the technology's history, a statement made from Meta said November 2nd. More than a third of Facebook's daily active users have opted out to our facial or face recognition setting and are able to be recognized, and its removal will result in the deletion of more than a billion people's individual facial recognition templates. Yeah, right. SCAR said that's a positive development, though he remains guarded. Knowing Facebook and Meta, I wouldn't count on them completely stopping use of facial recognition technology, SCAR said. But there seems to be some progress on that and across the country. Growing recognition of some of the privacy harms that have to do with the facial recognition technology. Looking ahead, we still see facial recognition technology as a powerful tool, Meta said. Facial recognition can be particularly valuable when the technology operates properly on a person's own devices. All right, Brother Eddie family. With that being said, I took jotted down here on my little notepad here some notes, words dealing with the numbers here. Now, Meta, as Brother Eddie had already stated today and last week, that it's a 14 that comes up to 5. Illinois, that's a 28, which comes up to a 10. Now, ironically, the phrase social engineering media is the opposite number of 28. It's actually 82, but that still comes up to a 10. Facebook is a 24, which comes up to a 6. Facial recognition, it's 61, that also comes up to a 7, and social media is a 35, that also comes up to an 8. So, Brother Eddie, with the numbers I've dropped in the article, what do you have on your end?
Brother Derek, I'm loving the tag team because in actuality, what you just gave to the family is a little different than what I was going to do, but it's excellent. That's all they need as far as the words and numbers. Again, keeping people with where we are as most of us communicate with the words. We really vibing on the numbers, but keeping the word there and wanting people to be aware because, again, that's our first line of defense, is to be aware of what's taking place. If we don't know what's taking place, the trick is being done right in front of our face, hidden in plain sight. So let's go here because this spirit hit me real hard while you was talking about that. You know, and it didn't hit me last week. I see another reason that they are using Meta because how long have we in the medical physical family been talking about metaphysics, going back to Dr. Blair? Now all of a sudden they want to use the word that we've been using for decades into the general public because there's still people today that when I mention metaphysics don't have a clue. So now when this program, because Facebook was the program, has changed its name to Meta, it's going to make the name or the word Meta a cliche. So when people hear us talking about metaphysics, they're going to say, oh, these niggas done heard Facebook and they done came up with, because again, dumbing down America, how many people that we talk about that don't know about it, it even takes the time to look it up. Now this is a deeper embedded program for those of us who are truly into it, try to relate the information, they, again, don't want to taste the cup of our tea. Thank you, Bruce Lee. That's one of his sayings. But don't want to taste that cup because they think they know what they think they know, but not knowing that, hey, all they have to do is put their whatever's in their cup in another container so their cup is empty so that they could hear what's being given. Because once we understand, it doesn't matter who it comes from. It's something that you're there to receive or something you're there to give. As you said, there's no coincidence. So when we're in the presence of anybody, a junkie, a bum, or whoever it might be, we're there for a reason. We didn't even understand the reason since we're so damn smart why we was in the presence of whoever we're in the presence of. It's a reason. Something that they're supposed to give to you or you supposed to give to them, not necessarily at all materially, but spiritually. A spiritual connection, if nothing else, because spiritual is magnetic. And that's what pulls us, that intangible something, to one another. That magnetic spirit of truth. Some call it God. I say it all because it's all the same number. The spiritual truth of God. Hey. But I digress, and just food for thought for the family with that one, with Meta being introduced at the end of the year of the five, bringing in the year of the six. We know there's always something behind what they do because they don't do nothing just by chance. And as we said, it's definitely not a coincidence. So, and again, for me, family, my disclaimer. Ain't nothing I'm saying written in stone. It's written in my understanding of these numbers, words of this gematria. It's not anybody's true truth but my truth, but it's an eye-opening where giving it to you this way, you see it another way. It happens to be my way, but still, my way is not written in stone. It's written only to enhance another's thinking. Outside of this damn program that we've been put into within all of these institutions that have lettered us in their program with their education instead of us being edified, which this is what we do in these metaphysical classes, is edification to help bring out one's moral values, principles, the spiritual essence that resides in all of us. Because the old saying, what's true for me might not be true for you. What works for me might not work for you. What's wrong for me might not be wrong for you. Some people do wrong and they think it's right, but that ain't, I'm not here to judge like none of us are, but, you know, that's it. So we can't, my thing now is to truly understand that my expectations are my own. And whenever I forget that and I put it on somebody else, I quickly mirror those thoughts back at me because that's not that individual's expectations. I'm going to put something on somebody else. That ain't fair. Just like when they put something on me, that's their expectation. I didn't say I was going to do that shit, so don't expect it. Your mind told you that. As for saying, for here, a thing that we've all done, especially men, but not just men because women have done it too, but I love opening doors or holding a door open for people who are coming in or going out of any place that I'm going out. I don't care if it's a man or a female. I especially do it, but again, if I'm going out of the store and somebody's coming in, I'm not going to let the door go. I'm going to hold the door right for the individual, but the key for me is I'm not expecting to hear nothing. because it's happened too many times. And see, that's my expectations. I expect to hear thank you. Uh-uh, I didn't do it for a thank you. I did it from my heart. And when I started looking at all things like that, I'm not even looking for a thank you. If I get it, damn it, you just showing me your character. If you don't, ain't no love lost. Keep it moving, baby. But that's it. We start putting expectations on people and getting mad and then start. Stop that. Come on. Grow up. Become mature. Stop it. And understand that was yours all along. That's why we don't get what we truly expect. Because when you think of it, everybody talking a negative garbage. Oh, this going to happen. That's going to happen. That's you ain't expecting to win when you constantly entertaining the negative nonsense. What ain't going to happen? Shit, it's going to happen. That's it. No more, no less. Anything else is the other side, is the nine. Since today's date is 9/11, nine is negative and 11 is positive, family. This is how I remember all this with the numbers. Nine is male. And 11 is female. Nine is white, and 11 is black. I can continue, baby. We use these words not knowing the numbers. And another disclaimer, family, a lot of people have told me lately that they've been looking up these words and numbers, and they've been coming up with different numbers. And, man, how you keep a – and if you didn't hear, again, we just started in the show the second – week in a row, Marty Leeds. Marty spelled M-A-R-T-Y, Leeds, L-E-E-D-S. Marty Leeds, Pi the English Language. Go to YouTube, pull up Marty Leeds, Pi the English Language. And right there, the code of Gematria, in which I use or we on this show adhere to, because I'm giving it this way. You will see, and everything then will add up, because using that other gematria with the 26 letters, the way it's counted in numerology that way doesn't work with this gematria and this chart. So just that disclaimer for those who are new, listening for the first time, or haven't tuned in a while, you know, remember this code comes from Marty Leeds. Same alphabet, but a different numerology of counting, or a different way of counting the numbers. And like I said, when I started, it even adds up, you know, metaphysics even adds up to 4-5, 5-4, the 9. Wow. We've been through the 9, and it's no coincidence that it's 81 years, the 9, that Bruce was born on this earth, born under the sign of the dragon. And, again, dragon even comes to 2. This date comes to 2. And 2 days after he was born, I'm crazy, I know, 2 days after he was born in 1940, the full moon was 11/29, which is 2-2. 29 being 11, a 2-2. So 2 days after the little dragon was born on this earth, the full moon, and you know how we're into the moon. So, and here, the reason I did bring that up is no coincidence that Bruce Lee, the number turned backwards. Bruce 21, Lee 12. That's the same numbers in the moon. 2012, 2112 is 33. Moon is 33. So that's why I even interjected the moon into this day on his Earth Day. So with that, brother Derek, forgive me, let me digress, because I probably went off script again. Family, hopefully you got some.
You know,
go ahead, brother Derek.
I was just going to say, I'm going to pull up a different article. This is amazing. I'm feeling this tonight. Okay, you mentioned the number 33, Bruce Lee and the moon. I got another 33 for you after I read this quick article here. Okay, now, this is from another local news story here. Now, this is taken from the Daily Herald, updated 11/18/2021. This is one of those stories, I guess, kind of slid on the radar, you know, but like I said, with all the distraction and everything, yeah. So this is entitled Former Inspector General Clears Emmanuel in the Laquan McDonald Shooting. Once again, this is from the taken from the Daily Herald. And on the front of the article is a picture of Rahm Emanuel. Says that former Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel attends a hearing last month to examine his ambassadorship nomination before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee in Washington. All right, family. As ex-Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel waits for a confirmation vote to be the U.S. ambassador to Japan, former Chicago Inspector General Joe Ferguson has cleared Emanuel of any wrongdoing in his handling of the Laquan McDonald police shooting videos. Emanuel's return to government has, quote-unquote, resurrected questions about Emanuel's responsibility for the Chicago Police Department and whether he engaged in the cover-up of the shooting by keeping the police body-worn camera videos. Ferguson said in a letter to Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Senator Bob Mendez, a New Jersey Democrat. The Chicago Sun-Times obtained a copy of the letter. It says that Ferguson wrote that while the questions are appropriate by those opposing his nomination, they are not fair because they are not grounded in fact because the facts simply do not exist. And now, if you're interested in going on looking to the story, it's off the Daily Herald. Now, with that being said, Brother Eddie, some quick numbers up here. Now, the last one I actually wrote down at the last minute while you was talking about Bruce Lee. Now, we've been talking about the five. We're in the five right now. Just so happy, Brother Eddie, Chicago Police Department comes up to an 86, which adds up to a 14. 1 + 4 is 5. Laquan McDonald comes up to 33. Rahm Emanuel, comes up to a 34, equals a 7. And Japan comes up to the number 10. So the Laquan McDonald, I don't know if there's some type of connection with that, but yeah, that 33 behind his name sticks out. So as the family already knows, I think they're familiar with the story that he was innocently shot down by a Chicago police officer some years ago. And he is in jail, but he didn't get that much time as people wanted him to get. And so basically that was on Rahm Emanuel's watch. And so he did not decide to run for the next election. But that's how Lori Lightfoot ended up getting in. But that's a whole different story for a different time. So what far as the numbers and everything, Eddie, what's your take on this?
Well, right quick, you know, you started off with the 86 with the police department, and, you know, that's the five that we're dealing with tonight. And then we look at Laquan McDonald, 33, which is that 6, and we've been talking about the moon along with Bruce. But when we look at Rahm Emanuel, if I'm not mistaken, you said he came up to 34, correct?
Yes.
Well, 3 + 4 = 7. And didn't Laquan McDonald get shot 16 times? 1 + 6 = 7?
Oh, wow. Yes.
Okay.
That's connection right there.
Right. So I saw that connection. But the real connection for me is, again, throwing us off because other than Rahm Emanuel now getting back into politics, which is in the public's domain and eye, did we even start talking about Rahm other than talking about his brother and what his brother's doing, his intermingling with, you know, the mob being Hollywood and politics, you know, but Rahm was out of our face, out of our mind. And like I said, they bring these people in our view for us to get distracted at times talking about it, because at the end of the day, you know, if we ain't on top of Rahm for what he let happen with Laquan McDonald, why in the hell are we harping on it now? Because they talking about making him an ambassador to Japan or what who gives a damn? See, because the energy that we give on talking about Rahm Emanuel and what happened, what, 5, 6, 7 years ago, that even as you said, we didn't make enough fuss
for the officer who shot him down in cold blood to get more than 7 years, you know.
Right.
So, again, as I said way back then, and I still say today, the shit ain't going to stop. Excuse my French family, but shit. We just saw George Floyd, Michael Brown, Freddie Gray. I can't think of the sister's name that escapes me that came up dead in the jails of Texas. Y'all know who I'm saying, Jermaine.
Yeah, I remember that one too.
You know?
Right.
So shit, how many times are we gonna go through this with our people and we still sit back, you know, and we mumble after the fact, or we don't mm-hmm. keep enough pressure on after it's gone on to ensure that this stuff slows down. I almost cursed. This stuff slows down. See, because again, we don't continue to see more George Floyds, which we have. More people. I can't think of the brother that they going on trial now, and I think they came up guilty with the three white people that shot the little brother running in Georgia. I can't think of his name, but it's too many of us to remember all of these darn names. Emmett Till, we can go all the way back. It's too many. Rodney King. And we just keep seeing this picture updated, sophisticated, and reshown over and over because now it's videoed everywhere. Now everybody's on camera. It ain't nothing. And that's what gets me about dumbing down our American people. It ain't nothing that you out here doing today that is not on camera somewhere. If ain't somebody got their phone, somebody's ringtone, some damn drone, some damn phone, some damn camera on a pole, somebody, some storefront camera, somebody not seeing you.
Somebody's
this
watching
you,
huh?
Right. Sometimes I feel like somebody's watching me, and I got no privacy. Ain't got no darn privacy. But, yes, family. This is crazy, you know. And like I said, I don't care how stupid, as far as they say, world's stupidest criminal, stupidest, y'all know that was the wrong word, so yes, craziest criminals, and anybody that does anything today in the technology world that we're in and we're talking about, the metaverse now, and you still stuck in just the video world of knowing the cameras everywhere and everything's a transmitter and receiver, even your television, plasma television is live and in living color. In living color. Let me stop. Anyway, I'm having a good time.
I used to love that show.
A good time. Oh, yes. I loved it, man. You know, because, again, I had some situation that happened to me recently that if I was comedian, I would have enough arsenal for the next year. With one situation that happened to me, man. Oh, my God. Anyway, family, I'm off target again. So go ahead, Brother D, if you got another current event.
Oh,
I
got another one. I got another
okay.
one. Like I said, and it's, like I said, I always deal with the numbers, which you were talking about earlier. Okay, now this one is coming from the website Great Game India. That's three words, greatgameindia.com. So this one is entitled B-1-1529, variant, if I'm saying this right, Eddie, variant Omicron.
Okay.
Who Greek alphabet COVID naming system explained. All right. So a new version of COVID-19 has appeared in Botswana, South Africa, and Hong Kong, which has been found to be, quote, unquote, heavily mutated, prompting the World Health Organization to hold a crisis meeting on Friday, which was yesterday. Here is how the WHO Greek alphabet COVID naming system works. And it has some charts and everything on the article. At the WHO meeting, the delegation discussed the variant B.1.1.529 and its effects on vaccines, new clinical trials, and drug treatment. The entity
determined that the variant B.1.1.1.529 is of concern and should be given the Greek names such as Delta, Alpha, Beta, and it's funny you've been saying this word since we've been on the show, Eddie, it's ancestors. Variant B.1.1.529 has already been called new, quote-unquote, Chuenchis, but it's not its official name. Nature dictates new is the viable option because it is the next letter in the Greek alphabet. However, the Technical Advisory Group on SARS-CoV-2 Virus Evolution, also known as TAG-VE, has advised WHO that the variant should be designated as a VOC, and the WHO has officially deemed it variant B.1.1.529 as Omicron. Critics have raised questions on why the WHO didn't name the variant as new, which was the next logical option. There were also allegations that the WHO actually did do it to skip the XI after new or Chi after the new variant, which may bring attention to the Chinese president. On May 31st, 2021, the WHO introduced the Greek name agreement for various interests and issues related to COVID. The idea is to have a label that is easy to say and remember. Yeah, I bet it is. Labels do not change the scientific name of the variant. The beta version, which appeared in South Africa during the second wave of 2020, 01YV2, yada, 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 or GH501Y-B2, according to researchers. These names provided by scientific organizations such as GISAID, NextStrain, and Pongo convey important information that are still used in research. The scholars also use the Greek name, especially when communicating with the public. The naming system was created to prevent geographical points associated with the COVID type. When the beta first appeared, many media outlets and even some researchers called it the South African variant. Virus names can be confusing if based on geographical areas by nature, especially in areas where more than one variant is present. Nature has also reported that the use of the geographical names has prevented some countries from running tests on the new variants to avoid risk of defamation. It was also added that they were aware of African countries where health ministers were scared to announce the new discoveries or new variants for the fear of turning their country into outcasts. Before the WHO decided to use the Greek alphabet, the WHO consulted with the geneticists, researchers, and national authorities, along with experts working on the current naming system. All right here. However, there are only 24 letters in the Greek alphabet. There is a strong possibility that the WHO may run out of these names due to the variants. They already exhausted 12 letters. There's that three again, Eddie. To the point of September with the name Mu. After B.1.1.529 is presented in the Greek at the Friday meeting, only 11 letters remain. So just some quick numbers related to words I dropped, I had jotted down. Now, COVID actually comes up to 19. Now, what's interesting, funk, but spelled P-H-U-N-K, guess what, Eddie? Comes up to 19. Yeah. Omicron comes up to 19. Variant, which is 25, comes up to 7. China, that's a 16. There's that 16 again, equals a 7. Mm-hmm. New, NU, comes up to 7. WHO, WHO, 12, that's a 3. XI, or Chi, that's an 8. SARS, that's an 18, which comes up to a 9. Vaccine is a 23, of course, which equals the 5. And beta, that's 15. That comes up to a 6. That's all my end for that one.
You don't leave 16. Me much to do after dealing with the numbers, man. You know, the only thing that they... The only thing that you didn't do that you started and you stopped because you went on to back to the abbreviation of WHO, which comes to 12, and I liked it when you threw in they now use 12 letters in the Greek alphabet already because I was going to start off with that 12 being WHO.
Right.
For the family
who didn't know who stands for the World Health Organization.
Health Organization.
I was waiting for you. I was waiting for you to give that for the people who might not have known who you kept saying the who. And I'm like, okay, Derek, tell them who the who is. So some people might not know that that's the acronym for the World Health Organization, WHO. So that the acronym WHO comes to 12. So 12 letters. Yes, it's done by the WHO. So we lock that in with them on the numbers. When we say who came up with these darn Greek letters, and then the WHO. Yeah. So
right.
That was locked with them. And it's no coincidence that you kept giving me that number, that B11529. Because what is you just told me? B11529 is 9/11, damn it.
Oh,
B115 is 9, and 29 is 11. That's the day's date in reverse.
Can't make this up, man.
Come on now. 11/27, there's that 9/11 in reverse right there with that number you gave me with them. And last but not least, family, don't be fooled. Because at the end of the day, when they gave us this, we've been talking about it since they introduced this new name, since you came up and let everybody know that COVID, I like to say it's covert because it's a covert operation, family, but COVID comes to 19. Well, it's no coincidence that it's called COVID-19 because Delta comes up to 19. And when they tell you that the covert, now called Delta, has a name called covert variant, they called it Delta variant, that a variant means that from this point on, family, there will always be a new strain, a new variation of this so-called coronavirus. I'm trying to so many names they done had. I took a blank for a minute. Excuse me, man.
Right.
You know, man. But
shit, you can't keep up with them.
They done came up with so many. Every time they give us, it's no more than, as they say, a new strain, but it's no more than a new strain of the flu. But now they dubbed it to be so much drastic and harder and this, that, and the other. And like I said, we've been saying two pertinent questions, family, two pertinent questions. I don't care. Take it or not. You know, I'm for all of us. Thank us. But if you take it, one question is, take it, will it stop me from getting this so-called variant? And will it stop me from spreading this variant? If the answer is a resound no, duh. Second question, what in the heck is in this serum that you finna shoot in me? I want to know every darn ingredient the same way you put it on the label of a daggone box that I'm finna ingest in my body. Before you eject that in my body, I want to know each and every. And I want to see it in writing. Ain't nobody going to ask that question. Those questions. You know, so again, those are the pertinent questions to me with all this nonsense. I can leave anybody and everybody else's theory and hypothesis and opinion, leave it to themselves, because as we say, on the one, everybody's got an opinion. Opinion comes to one. Like everybody got an asshole. Asshole comes to one, y'all. And like I say, from your opinion, from your asshole, please don't shit on me, because your shit ain't no more than your word. And if you got a bad word, that's some bad shit. Don't shit on me, family. And that's real. Keep your shit to yourself. You know, on the real.
Stop talking shit, huh?
You know, that's it. How many times have we heard that? You talking shit. Well, they weren't too far from it, because shit. Shit is six and word is six. Give me some balance with your word. That's why balance is six. We're supposed to be bringing balance, family, because that's the age dealing with Aquarius, dealing with the third horseman, dealing with the third seal. That third horseman came on a black horse with a pair of balance, family. Black, We the black fan. We part of this. To bring the balance back to our people. First to your darn self. Because if I ain't balanced, I'm going to get somebody else balanced. And I'm all off balance. I'm all off key. Okay. Digress. I'm getting sidetracked again, family. Go ahead, Brother D, if you got to catch something else. Cause,
I was going to say flu. Now, since you mentioned flu, we in the year of the five. Guess what that is, family? That's a 14 that comes up to a the number five.
What did you say?
Flu.
What word?
Flu, F-L-W-F-L.
Oh, flu.
It's
flu.
A 14.
Okay, okay,
yeah.
I got right. You. I thought you said blue. I was like, oh, okay, no. But you said blue. I mean, I got you, man. My bad. Because again, while we on the show, we in class. So if and that's me too, man. If I say something because I'm moving too fast, slow me down. Say, oh, bro, Ed, I just checked this out, and you was a number off of you. Hey, bro, no. Yes, I'm fallible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm against you in the computer because you do yours and you go online and you go on the computer. I do mine in my head, so I love it.
Right.
It's a challenge. See, that's why at the end of the day, challenge comes back to that five, baby. And everybody should challenge their own damn brain. Your brain comes to five. That's what you challenge. You don't challenge mine. Challenge yourself. Because your brain, your challenge, what you challenge is your thought. That's why thought is five. Challenge is five. Brain is five. Let me stop because I'm getting into the five dealing with the show, and you might have some more current events to go.
Well, I tell you what. We're at 8:57 now. I got one more.
Mm-hmm.
This is an important one. So what I want to do now, I'm going to go ahead and take the break now. Then we'll come back and get to this one because the reason why I said this is important, I'm not going to tell the family title of it yet, but this came out today. And this is important number. It's dealing with a particular number, and I really want us to hit this, you know, when we come back from break. So
okay, why the family gone? Since you brought it up, I didn't. You said it came out your mouth. Everybody know it. Important. Important is five, y'all. That's what we're gonna be talking
right.
about. See, all of this is important. So when we know how to connect this, we know what's important to us and anybody else. Because again, when I hear somebody, it's a lot of shit people say. It really ain't important to me. But at the end of the day, if I heard it, I heard it for a reason. So that means I got to dig a little bit deeper. So I got to get into the number of the word of what they're saying is being related to me because it's a message and something for me dealing with the numbers of the word. I just didn't hear because we all use different words. Y'all say different words. It's not on my blueprint. It's not on my schedule. I don't use particular words that everybody uses. That's why I learn every day, because every time I have a conversation, somebody's saying something or using a word that's not a normal word that I use. And right away, I start breaking it down. I miss the conversation. Sorry for that, family. I miss the conversation sometimes because I'm breaking this word down in my head while we talk. But again, it shows me that at the end of the day, I still get what they said because we can multitask. We're the ultimate dang on computer. Computer is five, brain is five. So with that, I'm going to let us go on that important, coming back to that important current event being on the five. All right, Brother D, go on, hit us with some music.
Okay. All right, family. Calling numbers 515-605-9838. Press the number one button. Raise your hand if you want to be heard or you have a question or comment for Brother Eddie Harris. So with that being said, family, we're going to drop a couple tunes, and we'll be right back.
Life is too short, but now it's kind of funky. I make the beat for me and my homies. Newspaper reporters and others always ask me why I'm X-rated and I rap so nasty. When I was a teen, I did nothing else but pick up a pen and express myself. The things I wrote were I seen and kind of dirty, but mama always said the truth couldn't hurt me. She also said that it would set me free. I guess she was R-I-G-H-T on the nail, cause now I'm out making my mail. It all started out from a freaky tale. If that's what sells, then I'ma stick with it. Short dog ain't changing, so forget it. You can sell out if you want to, homie, but I'ma stay short but funky.
short dog baby from the dangerous crew. Not your average everyday fake rapping the micro. I might say something that your mother don't like, so don't play it loud when she's around to see. But you can play this cause it's rated PG. When I'm rated X, I'm just having my fun. I bring a smile to each and every one, but there's a serious side in everything I say. Life is too short for you to wait till the next day. Just straighten up your life and you can start right here. Drop the cocaine and the bottles of beer. People always say it ain't right to preach, but take my advice, get wise and reach for the sky, so you can live like a king, homie. And I'ma stay short but funky. Catch me on the mic rapping a dance tune. I like the kind of mellow with the sound of the bass boom. The style is mine, I've been doing it for 10. You might say it's simple, but I'm making my ends. See, I don't trip on the punks if I jack them. Too short plus the cuss words equals platinum. What would I look like dancing on the stage? I wave my hand and do it like the old days. But some dumb fools want to take it out of hand. With 50 million dancers and a big old band, that ain't me. I'm from the old school. Play the instrumental, get the mic, and I'm cool. Cause I'm a Oaktown Mac, and it's like that, so it all comes out in my records and my stage show. In my category, I'm the one and only, and I'ma stay short but funky.
stay on the dance floor. I want you to put your hands together like that. Come on. Yeah, you feel it. That's when you gotta ooze it in. Yeah, there you go. Just move your left leg. That's it. Move your left leg. Yeah, with the beat. Come on. Throw your right hand in the air. That's it. Lean left, lean right, lean front, lean back. Come on. You gotta ride it, baby. It's just a funky sensation. Yeah, it's just a funky sensation. I know it.
All right, family, I'm your host, Brother D, and welcome back to another episode of Basement Boogie, Blog Talk Radio, Boogie Not to the Basement, with my co-host tonight, Brother Eddie, 11-27-2001, 9-11-11-9, let's get funky. All right, Brother Eddie, you back with us.
Oh, yeah, I'm here, man. I'm here. Yes, sir. I'm here. So, yes, it's a funky situation. Yes, it's funky. So, yeah, let's get funky. And for me, family, funk can mean anything you want it to be. Where do you get your funk from? For me, where do you get your thought from? Because that's what the funk is for me. That's why with the spelling of the F-U-N-K, it's fear. And we know we ain't in the fear of anything. So once you put that PH sound or that PH for the F, UNK, you on the one. U comes to one. Funk comes to one. Key comes to one. Lock comes to one. You have the key for any lock. Unlock it, fam. Find that key. It's in you. That's why you are one. You the key. We've heard that I don't know how many times, but let me digress so you can get on to this number five, this thought that's important. Important is five. Thought is five. So give some food for thought to the table, Brother D.
All right. It's interesting you said that because, unfortunately, you know, I always like to play audio clip of inspiration after that when we play our beginning music. And the clip was actually called The Keys to Manifestation. For some reason, when I hit it, the barge came up. So, yeah, I'm going to send on Blog Talk Radio another nice little email again to see if they fix the situation. But I also digress. Now, with that being said, this article that I found today.
Right quick, Brother D.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me. You said the what came up? When you pushed the button, the what came up? Did you say the bars came up?
Came up, yes.
The bars, okay. Well, you know bars come to what? 14.
What, the barge, the group.
Oh, the barge, okay. DeBarge, okay. I thought you said
DeBarge, right.
The bars, as in being in the bars.
DeBarge.
In the jail cell. The bars came up like they used to read. You got bars. I ain't got no bars. Can you hear me now? I ain't got no bars. You know, so that's where I was. My bad, man. My bad. I misheard what you said.
You good.
All right.
Yeah. All right, let's go ahead. Because this is a thick article, but I'm just going to skim through it real quick. Now, this came out today. This is actually from, now, I pulled it off the website humansarefree.com, but the original source came from a website called www.ancientcode.com. Once again, humans are free, but also the original source point was www.ancientcode.com. It's entitled, family, the secret code of the number three. Throughout human history, the number three has always been a unique significance, but why? If we look back in history of ancient mankind, no matter which culture we observe, the number three has always been and of extreme importance. What is about the number three makes it so important that it's present in religion, architecture, mathematics, and many other parts of humanity. According to myth, the destiny of gods and man is controlled by all-powerful beings known as the three fates. Various cultures across the world have long shared a belief that the number three represents something sacred, mystical, universal, and divine. It continues on at the bottom. It has an actual picture of it, and then the mathematical or algebraic equation in terms of A squared, B squared, and C squared. So moving on here, the second part of the article deals with the DNA code. All living organisms are dependent on three types of very large molecules for essentially all of the biological functions. These molecules are DNA, RNA, and proteins, and are classified as biological marmacomolores, if I'm saying that right, which I don't think I'm chopping it up. Without DNA, RNA, and proteins, no known forms of life could exist. The simple summary is that DNA makes RNA, and then RNA makes proteins. Back in 1966, scientists announced the greatest breakthrough in science. They successfully deciphered the genetic code, supposedly. After years of research, scientists discovered that the structure of the DNA consists of a series of three molecule combinations known as triplets. The genetic code consists of the three-letter words called codons, C-O-D-O-N-S, formed in a sequence of three nucleotides, for example, ACT, CAG, and TTT. This makes the number three very important, as you can say that it represents the key to our existence, the key to understanding the complex DNA language. DNA is a nucleic acid along proteins and carbohydrates. Nucleic acids compose the three major molecules essential to all known forms of life. All right, the secret code of the number three in alchemy. Alchemy spelled A-L-C-H-E-M-Y. The Latin text of the Emerald Tablet from Alchema, Nuremberg, one of the most influential scientists of the 17th century was Isaac Newton. Newton introduced what became the basis of all modern physics, the three laws of motion. Well, what many people don't know is the fact that Isaac Newton was extremely a mystic person, extremely interested in alchemy. Found among his documents about philosophy, astronomy, and mathematics, a translation of the ancient document called the Emerald Tablet was also known as the Semiramis Tablet or the Tabula Smaragdina, which has fascinated alchemists for hundreds of years. It is also believed that this tablet is one of the several that contain information on the practice of alchemy and the secrets of the universe. It has also been said that the Emerald Tablets contain the entire knowledge of the universe. The ancient wisdom of transmutation, the secrets of the cosmos and longevity, and according to researchers, that these tablets were discovered in the Great Pyramids thousands of years ago. But there's one phrase within one of the tablets that has drawn my attention. Three is the great mystery. Come from the great one. So basically, it is the number three, what connects the universe and the cosmos. Wisdom's consciousness, awareness, and power all come from the interplay of the number three. If anybody were to attain this knowledge, that person would become the master of life, a master over death, and some sort of supernatural being, a superhuman, do anything. But yeah, Brother Eddie, that's pretty much the gist of the article. And I didn't catch them all, but some quick numbers matching with the words that I jotted down real quick. The number three itself written out, T-H-R-E-E-E, comes to 28, which is a 10. That's the 1-0. Number written out, N-U-M-B-R, comes up to the number 20. But take off the 0, that's a 2. Split that at half, you got your 11. And alchemy also comes up to the 20. Split that up, which you have the 11. Code we've been talking about all night, and we're also in the year of the five. That's 14. That comes up to a five. Secret, which is 31, that comes up to a four. And secret code, that's also a 45, which comes up to nine. And the three fates, that's a 53, that comes up to eight. Now, what I was really tripping on when I found this article this evening, this afternoon, Eddie, that matter of fact, you were the first person, like when we sat down, when I met you in the library over there on 79th and King Drive, we were breaking out like the different simple words. And then, like, for example, my first name, that came up to a three. And then we were talking about how, like, I wore that number 12 all throughout high school, was on the baseball team. So that, and that, you know, over time, studying his number, whatever, that always stuck with me. And like I said, just by me reading this, finding this article tonight, brings more confirmation for me. So.
Okay, can you hear me? Because I was on
yes,
mute.
I can.
Okay, so, yeah, like I said, you don't leave me much to do, which is still good for me because, again, I do a lot, so I do enough. So, you know, a lot of things that you said, but I just to bring other words to the words that you gave with the numbers, because I was going to use them anyway, was one that you said, alchemy. And understanding alchemy is two. Alchemy is no more than us understanding that's the universe, family. They're just going to put another word. Like I said, the name, the words change, but the number remains the same.
Remains the same.
So when you see something like alchemy, alchemy is the universe. For those who cannot get into the mental concept of being beyond this atmosphere to get into that universal mind, because mind is two. That's how you get to the universe. If you right here stuck in this atmosphere, breathing this air, no problem. Air is two. It's part of the universe. It's part of the alchemy that they're always talking about using. It's a universal principle. That's why the name was given alchemy, universe. Both 9 and 11. Both negative and positive, because when we see that 9, 11, negative and positive, or 2 and 9, which 11 is 2, 29 is battery. Damn it, we're all magnetic batteries with a negative and positive charge. But are you grounded? Well, you are out there where all type of threes are getting to you. Since we're on the three and dealing with the three, because, again, in all cultures, but for the culture that we believe in, the three was given to us religious-wise in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, however you pronounce it. The three in metaphysics that we were given is dealing with mother, father, and child, the Holy Trinity. They left the mother out. We can get into threes on different levels, but the three that we're concerned with, which we double it up, 3-3, is next year. That's six, which is that third eye, opening your third eye. Hopefully, it's already open. Because you said this came from a site called some ancient code. Well, ancient is 23, which is 5. And we know you said 14 is code, which is 5. So all this 5 is
right,
bringing us right to where we're going with tonight. Let's get Funk Key, which comes to 68. And you mentioned dealing with Rahm Emanuel at 86, precinct, which is the reverse of 68, which is that
right.
5, 14. So, yeah, all that's dealing with the 14, the meta, is where we're going. So, again, yeah, that important, which is 5, dealing with the meta, dealing with our ancient 5, code 5, that she was just giving us in this article dealing with the 333, because for me, that brought me right to the biblical Revelations, and by the way, Revelations 38, which is a 2,
3 plus 8, 11, that's a 2. Revelations 13, 18, quote, here is wisdom, and I always quote it, people, y'all know it. Here's wisdom. Let he who understand count, let's start counting, count the number of the beast. Well, guess what? The number of the beast is 3. Well, the number of beasts is the number of man. Well, the number of man is 3. The beast and the man are the same. For his number is 666. 6 3 times. The 3. Understanding 666 being the pen abbreviation, proton, electron, neutron, 6 protons, 6 electrons, 6 neutrons, the building blocks of the universe being also the body. Well, when we look at pen, the word P-E-N comes to 9. 666 comes to 9.
And you know what, Eddie? When I wrote it in, now I typed it in. Now I did a different vowel, P-I-N. It came up to the same number, 9.
It's same. It's
wow.
Same. It's, bro, if we know what's happening, because remember, it's all in numbers. Don't you have to have a PIN number to everything you do online or dealing with your banking or whatever? You got to have a number, baby.
Your debit card.
It's that 9. It's that 9. Let me show you how they get you using the same number, different word. Everybody's designated on what's happening to you by what number. It's called your zip code. There's code 14, and zip is 9, just like pen, regardless of how you spell it. P-I-N or P-E-N, it's still the 9, baby. That's why pen, that's 666. When you use a pen, you got black ink. Ink is 9. That's why you sign in that contract. You better watch who you sign, whatever paper or whatever agreement you make online, because now you don't need your signature. You just need your thumbprint. As you said, they're getting rid of facial recognition because they don't need it no more. We've given them, those who use social media, a.k.a. Facebook, you know, gave them everything they need to build up an artificial you in the world of the metaverse. You know, told them your likes, your dislikes, your quirks.
Mm.
You know, showed them when you like to go to vacation, where you like to go, what you like to listen to, what you like to view. They checking you out on YouTube, on Twitter, on everything. They got everything they need because, again, Facebook is 6. Program is 6. Record is 6. They've been keeping a record ever since they were called MySpace that became Facebook. So a lot of y'all, I can't include myself on that because this is the only closest thing that I do to social media is right here on Blog Talk. With y'all, family, that's it. I get enough crazies dealing with what we're dealing with on here. I don't need nobody looking at me. It ain't even necessary. Because you can get what I'm saying over these lines through what we're doing. And it's better that way because, again, you make your mistakes and correct those mistakes in the next class. This is when you bring all your questions. But anyway, let me digress because I'm talking again, and I haven't even gotten to breaking this meta down that they put in our face. Like I said, they want this word to be on that list of conspiracy theorists, and it's just a cliche now. You know, heard it so much. That's like a lot of people when they hear Hotep, you know, a lot of people, they turned off now because too many people using it and don't have that real meaning behind Ashe or Namaste. It's just, it was something that sound cool, something that was exotic for the moment that they took in and did, but a lot of people say these things and don't even know what they mean. They did no research on it. That's another stuff. See, I'm getting thrown off again. So, Brother D,
Can I go and start on this? Or do you have anything else to add to it before we let the family in for questions, comments, or concerns?
I'm laughing because you know Hotep comes up to five.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
23.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why when I look at him, Hotep, I'm looking at 1 and 5. If you look at the number of M. But, yeah, I saw that a long time ago. So instead of M Hotep to me, instead of that M being 1, Hotep being 23, I love saying 23-1, which comes to chosen 1, because chosen is 23. So
wow.
Instead of me saying Hotep, I prefer to say chosen, because my people are the chosen 1. Not Imhotep. They don't understand that. They don't know that. They don't know the meaning. But they know what chosen one means. You are. We are the chosen one. We better recognize, because even by the word chosen, 23, the word one is 8. 23 plus 1 gives you 31, baby. That's spirit. That's God. That's spiritual. That's true. That's the answer. So anyway, let me digress, because I'll keep going, because the numbers and the words lead me there. And I'll take you there. I'm part of the Staples too, baby. Come on, watch it. I'll take you there. Oh, anyway, you ready for me to get started?
Oh, well, what you want to do now, we got 3 hands raised. Funny thing is 3. So you want to go ahead and take them, or how you want to play this? You can't make this up.
No, I know we can. I know we can. And like I said, I got this, but that's okay, because I'm always, if the family has their hand raised and we already, after the break, let's let the family say something, because I'm quite sure they're going to say exactly what I got on my paper here that I was going to discuss. Because, again, as you said, that 3, this is with their hands up, you can't make it up. So that's the connection, because connection comes to 3. So let the family in on that connection. It's called the mothership connection, baby.
Yeah. Now, funny thing, something just popped in my head. Ironically, when you said chosen one, that was supposedly the nickname LeBron James. But now he wore 23. You know, he doesn't wear it anymore. Now he's wearing the number 6. So we'll see what's going to happen with him in the next coming year. So with that being said, I'm going
to
go ahead and bring in the caller. Uh-huh.
Okay, right, sure. Again, remember, plus 2 plus 3 is 5. But remember, that plus sign, just angle it up. 45-degree angle, that plus sign becomes multiplication. And then now if you multiply 2 times 3, you got 6. So he didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
He's just his symbolism again, baby. Knowing how to use those symbols of the plus sign is no more than that multiplication sign. It's turned 45 degrees. 4, 5 is 9.
Degrees.
Yes.
Yep.
So bring in the family back. Bring in the fam.
All right. Area code 302, welcome to the show. How you doing tonight? Area code 302.
I'm sorry, I had myself on mute. How are you?
Oh,
hey, how you doing, Sister Antoinette? I should have known that 302. That 302 was 5. I should have picked that up. But yeah, how you doing?
That's
good to hear.
That's on the 5.
That's it.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, I call for two reasons. One is you were talking about Africa earlier with the virus. And they have a new version that they said came out in Africa. Omicron is Omicron. That's the new variant that they have, and it's already been a travel ban from Africa to Southern Africa.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So now, on the 5, if y'all remember on the show, we had on there Raymond Fortran, and since we haven't had any shows, and Brother Jay, please forgive me for announcing this on your show, But his movie comes out on Monday on Lifetime. It's Welcome to the Christmas Family Reunion. I wanted to make sure everyone knew that. And that comes to a 5.
Okay.
So I just wanted to make sure everyone knew that. So forgive me for announcing it on your show, but I want everybody to know it comes out Monday.
That's great. I had myself on mute, and I've been talking, thinking that everybody here, and I looked down like, why ain't nobody? I'm like, you on mute. They can't hear you. Anyway, yes, thank you for bringing that out, because, again, we want to support the family in any endeavors they do. We know how we celebrate Christmas, not the same way. But however it's being celebrated, you know, again, we don't throw no dirt, no salt, no boo-boo on nobody. You know, it is what it is. You know,
yeah.
And again, it's something there. If it's being mentioned, like I said, on anything you're listening to, this program or anything you might be listening to, it's something being said that's for you. We just have to find the reason. As the saying goes, there's a reason for everything. We just don't take the time
right.
to be patient enough and slow down to find the darn reason. So
yeah.
It's out there. It's out there. So thank you for that, Sister Antoinette. Appreciate it and love
you. I love you,
tell
too.
The family
I love
I
you
said
too.
Hello.
Pardon me?
All right.
Tell the family I said hello.
I will. I will definitely do that if I don't strangle them first. Or while I'm strangling them. Or while I'm strangling them, I'll, you know, throw in. And Brother Eddie said hello.
In a good way. We don't want nobody coming to your house picking you, knocking on your door now.
No. Look, I have to try to dig a hole. I'm back. Oh, boy. I'm being bad.
All right.
Y'all have to...
No, you okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and go on to the next caller.
Okay, I'm going to put my...
All right. Area code 415. Welcome to the show. Area code 415. All right, I'm going to have to go ahead and put them on mute, too. All right, Brother Ed, we're going to go to the next caller.
Okay.
Let's see here. Area code 404. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, my brother? What's up, my lords?
Man,
my lords,
what's going on?
What's happening, Brother Webb?
Hey, I'm here sticking with the flow of the show, man. I'm going to stick with the flow of the show, man. You talking about electricity. That's my specialty, okay?
Right,
see,
right.
About the proton, the protons, electrons, and neutrons. That's beautiful. But then one more thing. You said something about you got something called ohms. That's resistance. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You put them letters together. Ohms. That's why they say ohm. That's resistance,
mm-hmm.
man. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when you flowing good, you open. You got your ohms, your protons, electrons, and neutrons. You know how to work it right. You open to the universe, man. Okay, the electrons
right.
are the ones that move everything around. So you got a choice. So you're going to be positive or negative. It's how you use your electrons, how you're going to get the results you want when you're controlling the matrix, all right? And see, a lot of people say that word universe, but a lot of people don't know what it means. Uni means a collection, a convergence. Uni is convergence. Verse is sound, okay? Once you converge, you know how to converge that sound. Then you run it a damn metaphysical. You make it a metamorphosis, man. Make that metamorphosis, all right? And so once you learn how to do that, you open and you control in the matrix, man. And then you got something called current, okay? That's the amp that's moving everything around. That's the current. So when you say that word current, that means shit in motion, man. You got everything in motion.
Right.
And that's And it's a beautiful time to be alive, man. And that thing that Anthony talking about Africa, the reason they came up with that bullshit thing in Africa, them countries in South Africa and the five or six countries that they banning, they refuse to take that goddamn shot. So that's why they come up with that. They refuse. She's
right.
Always the message trying. They refuse to take that damn jab. All right? They don't want to be no pincushion. Even Haiti. Haiti ain't got not one case of that BS, man. That's why they killed the Haitian president, man. All right? I'm trying to stick with the Florida show, man. It's a beautiful time to be alive, man. I hate to see all this. And learn. And once we learn how to control our electrons and move this shit around, they can't touch us, man. So you can't waste your
what?
Energy arguing with dumbasses. Because then that just bring your whole frequency and vibration down. You got to know how to stay up, man. Stay up. You stay up. You don't argue with nobody. You put out your information. If they don't, they ain't got their magic glasses on and see what we see, damn them. And like y'all say, that number three, I guarantee you, I did a poll with all y'all on this line. You go on Robert X show, and everybody was born on a 3 day. Okay, my birthday, October 12th. That day is a three. So I think Derek and all y'all born on a 3 day, man. Whatever day of the month it is, I guarantee
right.
It's a three.
Wow. See, Doc,
I'm not on a three. Mm-hmm. I think Brother X is on that three because he's on 121. Derek is on 1-3, and yours is on 10-12. So yeah, y'all's on the three. I'm the only one. I'm on a 16. So no, I'm not on that
okay.
three. But yeah, I remember y'all days on that three. That's it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Sister Bear was on the three too.
Put that one with it. It's 13. See,
mm-hmm.
It's spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
See, so
yes, sir. That's it.
See,
and
that's like even with your name West. West comes to 22.
Yes,
that's a 4-2. See.
Yes, sir.
So yeah, you all over
right.
That spiritual realm, man. That frequency. So yeah, let it ride. Let the good times roll.
Yes, sir. You said something about somebody cooking. I know. I always look at this, man, especially a woman. If the chef is mad, the food gonna be bad, man. So you don't never fucking piss off the cook, man. Every time, man.
Right.
If the chef mad, the food gonna be bad, man. But it's a beautiful time. Oh yeah, you saw that thing I sent you about the magnetic field of the Earth when all this new 50,000 more sunlight hit the Earth. You saw that, right?
Yeah, I did.
No, I didn't see that one.
I'm gonna send it to you, man. They got the magnetic sound of the Earth when all that sunlight, extra sunlight, and that plasma hit the planet, and you can hear the sound of the
okay.
Earth, man. The magnetic field. That's what they call. That's the real universe, man. That sound, bro. See, y'all. I know the numbers add up, but it's all to me. It's the sound, man. Whenever you
mm-hmm.
control somebody with the sound, man. But anyway, I'm gonna send it to you right now, Brother D, if I can. Cause some kind of another way they jacking up my Texas, but I'm gonna try to see if I can send it to you. But it's a beautiful time to be
okay.
alive. I'm gonna fade to black and let somebody talk, man. I'm fading in black. Go
right.
back to darkness.
All right, there, Brother West. Thanks
all right,
for the
Brother
airport.
West.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Was that it, Brother D?
Okay, Brother Eddie. Yeah, that's it for now.
Okay, well, cool. Let's do this real quick, family. For those who was already on top of it, Brother D said, get a pen and paper. Paper and pencil. It ain't a pen. Get something to write with. So I want you to follow along. So like I said, at the end of the day, all you're doing is enhancing what you already know, but just incorporating whatever it is that I'm giving that will help you along your journey. Because there's nothing I want you to take from me that you can't add right here, right now. It's going to help you once you get off whatever device you're on, be it the computer, iPad, cell phone, whatever. So right quick, when you got your paper and pen, that's why I was talking. I want you to write at the top of the page the word META. M-E-T-A, META. That comes to 14. Below that, drop a couple of lines, like three lines below META at the top, and draw the number 8 on its side. So if you have to turn the page sideways and make an 8 and then turn the page back right side up, just make the 8 on its side what represents infinity. The symbolism for the number 8 on its side symbolizes infinity.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have that 8 on its side, now up under META, because you wrote three lines before you put the 8, put up under META infinity. I-N-F-I-N-T-Y. I-T-Y. Infinity equals 32, which is a 5. You look up top, you see that META is 14, which is a 5.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're learning now to do is show what they're doing with these words and why they changed them. Because from Facebook to META, they're talking about infinity. This is going, once they implement the metaverse and all this technology, this is, as we say, the new digital age. But this is our way of seeing it. Right up under infinity, if you don't have room, go below the 8, the first line below the 8, and write the word present. Here in the present. P-R-E-S-E-N-T. And I'm not going to continue to spell the words, fam. I know y'all can, and I don't want y'all to feel like, you know, I'm treating you this like this, that, and the other. But I thought about one of my elder students who, you know, always asks me to spell everything. So habit, I'll digress on that because I know the family can deal with these words. So we now have under META infinity and present. Now understanding
right.
that in the META is no more than infinity. Remember, the names and words change, but the numbers remain the same. Now,
again, right.
Remember what I'm giving you. This is EB. This is Eddie's way of seeing this with the numbers. Even though I'm giving it to you with these numbers that are correct, there are hundreds of other words that you could use that suit what you're doing, but it's still the same number, different words. I don't want anybody to think what I'm giving is gospel, because it's not. It's no more than a catalyst that we use to springboard us to the next plateau. I don't use anything and put a this is it on it. The hell with that, ain't See, because just like I love using that analogy, the sky is the limit. Bullshit. Excuse me, family. Bullshit. If I look in the sky, I don't see no damn limit. Because for me, by number, sky is 11. Universe is 11. There's no damn limitation to the universe. Why do I have a limitation in the sky of my mind?
Right.
Because, again, mine is 2. My mind is flowing with the universe. Universe is 2. If the universe ain't got no damn limit, why do I have a limit? Because somebody gave me a saying, the sky is the limit? Gave me a crazy-ass saying. Forgive me, family, but I got to go there because I kind of went off. But crazy-ass saying, y'all all heard it. You can't have your cake and eat it, too. Excuse me?
I got a piece of cake you done gave and I can't eat it? Are you freaking crazy? What? But see, we say these things and then we pacify them with our intellect on what it's supposed to mean or what it – well, say what you're supposed to say. That's why the old saying, say what you mean and mean what you say. Don't give me this half-garbage nonsense. See? So let me digress, family. Let's get back to this chart. Because, again, we're noticing that we're basically on this five, meta, which is infinite. It's infinity. But we're dealing with all of our infinity, even if it's called meta or anything else, right here in the present, here and now, because that's the key. But understanding this symbolism of eight on its side is the present. Then when we look at that circle on our left, and that circle on your left, put the word past, past, present, future. Put the word past in that left circle. Past comes to the number 17. Well, that's not five. No, but that's part of eight.
Mm-hmm.
Your past is part of the infinity of this circle of symbolism. So in the present, you can go back to your past, but you're going back to your past to become analytical and look at the things you didn't see with the eye you have today. You didn't think, you didn't do, you didn't react to the things you saw and went through years, even decades ago, that you would act to the day. So now with the information, just like the old saying we used to hear, boy, if I had your age with the knowledge I got now. How many times do we look at some of the youth and see a sharp youth and say, boy, if I had your age, if I was 30 this or 30 that, even 40 this and 40 that, shit, with the stuff I know, oh, no. It's called experience. But you put past, so I'm quite sure people who done jumped ahead, family, I know, like myself, you say, well, shit, if past is in one circle of the eight, future got to be in the other circle. You're right. Write the word future in the opposite circle, which is on the right-hand side of that eight. Future equals 35. 3 plus 5 is 8. So now you see why being in the present or infinity, which is in the present, you can get to your past in that 8 on its side. And remember, in that 8, it makes that circle and it goes back to the center, which is the present, that bow tie, and it makes that next circle to give you the future, from your past to your future being right here in your present. So this is what they're doing with the change of the name, basically, but our understanding is knowing metaphysically, using these numbers, we're seeing what they're doing with the change of the name being meta, and knowing at the same time, meta represents infinity. The number 8 on its side. And if you want to add it up real quick, it's cool. 5 plus 8. Well, why 5? Well, 5 is meta, representing infinity, giving you the symbol of 8 on its side. So infinity or meta is 5 plus the number 8. We have 13. We back to that 4, y'all. We back to God. We back even to metaverse. Metaverse is 4 or 40, comes to 4. That 8 plus 5 is 13. That's that 4. And it's no coincidence because even when we understand
getting on that frequency, that sound that Brother West mentioned. Sidetrack a little bit, family, but it's still pertinent. That eight that we deal with is what we vibrate on, every human in the world. It's known as a 33rd octave. Ain't that something? We know that oc is eight, but the word octave comes to 23, that five, eight plus five. So there's your eight and five again, and the meta using the symbol of infinity on its side, that eight and five, from the human frequency of 33rd octaves. So from the five that we're now into, even dealing with the title of the class, coming to 68 being that five, we look at why five is so pertinent and why it's being used right now. Because, again, it's an old saying that whatever you're doing at the end of the year, you're going to take with you in the beginning of the year. This is why right now a lot of people make sure they got all their debts and everything done, and they don't want to take none of this garbage or anything that's not helping them and aiding them in the year to come. They don't want to take any of this garbage with them. So that's the old saying. So this is what they're doing with that. They're actually reversing it from the six that'll be next year, and that was Facebook comes to 24, which is six, to the meta. But that's what they're doing. They're ushering in next year with the inner visions that we're having now, if those of us who have inner visions, even in our dreams. But the five, right quick, starting off, is understanding this infinity, the present that we're in. It deals with the meta. Meta being five. Five is also so below. When we hear that phrase, as above, so below, that's no more than metaphysics by number. Because as above comes to 22, which is 4, which we've been talking about. The 22 or the 4 is the metaverse, the spiritual realm that they will use. We say, if it's spiritual, how, you know, can it affect us? Because it is now replacing the real, which is 4, with the artificial, which is 4. They've been doing it all along. How can they do it? They do it in our face. What do we think they've done with the artificial computer that we rely on, even using our phones? Artificial, again, 4. Computer is 32. That's the 5. They replaced the artificial with the real. The real what? Our real brain. Brain is 5. Real is 4. Artificial, 4. Computer, 5. Brain is 5. We are using an artificial brain and giving it more than we give our own intellect. Because even by our own words that whoever gave it to them, but we call it AI or better yet, AI or better yet, artificial intelligence. How in the hell, oxymoron, how in the hell is anything artificial intelligent? It's not real. But we now give this artificial that much intelligence over its creator, man who created it. Forgive me, family, I had to exhale because I kind of went. Hopefully I gave something that's pertinent. But again, getting back to the five with the meta, the infinity in the present. It's no more than understanding as I did use just then. The brain being five, the computer being five. Brain we used, as we said earlier, in the past. We still use it today, but it was more readily used in the past because we didn't have computers as we have them now, because we can go back and find images of ancient. That's why ancient is five, that were using computers before we even came up with the languages that we use, languages that we use today. So another story for another time. As Brother Derek mentioned, and I echo, important is five. Interest is five. See, what brings us together somewhere down the line is what's important to me is important to you. Somewhere down the line that we're talking, what interests you interests me. Somewhere down the line, that's that five. Because at the end of the day, that five is a code that we're going through. The code is no more than a change. We're all going through an individual change, our own way at our own time. But it's a code, regardless if it's this gematria code or that. The code is no more than the patterns that we are starting to recognize in our lives through our individual journeys. There's patterns everywhere. I just happen to get it in numbers and letters and give it the way I've been giving it and letting people know at the end of the day this is not a one-off. I'm giving it in a way that, damn, let me see if I could use this and see the words and the numbers of the words that I use on a daily basis can inform me along with the sequence of numbers that I see throughout my life I've been seeing and start putting something things together with these words that I've gotten from this brother and these words that I'm noticing now that I use all the time and I'm saying it's the same damn numbers that we've been talking about. Now, I didn't connect the dots. So at the end of the day, that proverbial dot that's even in the language of computers, www.com, dot whatever, DOT. We call it the Department of Transportation here, transportation. But DOT is 13. By the number. So when I see DOT, I'm way somewhere else. Because I know that's why we're here, in my opinion, in order to fill in the gaps and connect the dots. We're no more than the gap, as I use the terminology from the Gap family. Drop the damn bomb on them. Brother West, love your heart. Love your spirit, love your energy, love your vibration. Brother West keeps it on the one. See, we're at war. And Brother West ain't here to war with nobody, but turn that word raw, war around and it becomes raw. Brother West gives it to us raw. Keeps us laughing and keeps us going, but he's right on point. See, and at times this is what we need. We need it raw on the one, no chaser. As Parliament told you, I want the bomb. I want it uncut. P-Funk, I want it pure. No chaser, baby. And that's why pure is one, like raw is one. Because when we give it to one another, pure, that's the cure. Cure is one. It's all, for me, it's all numbers. But I know went somewhere else instead of being on the five because that's the game that they play because, again, the five is one of those words that we constantly use everywhere, focus. We have to stay focused. That's why focus is 23. That's part of the five. That's part of our individual problems. I ain't claiming nobody but my own first. And once I get mine together, I still ain't claiming nobody else's and talking about nobody else's. I know my shortcomings of me being focused, but that's the five. That's why important. Focus is so important, see? So when I look at
different where they connect to all the words that are five that we're going over right now. That's why change that we're going through, this meta, which is change, meta five, change is five. Some people are going through a mental meta that's called death. For me, that's where death resides in the mind, baby. It's all the way you accept and interpret death in your own personal existence. But death is 23, which is 5. It's no coincidence that heaven is 5. Heaven is also 23. And I think I've always heard through my life, you got to die. Die is 5 to get to heaven. 5. Ain't that something? When I saw that, you said, it's all numbers, baby. Because the 5 is right there in your brain. Brain is 14-5. And it starts with your thought. Thought is 41-5. What food do you take in verbally, spiritually, mentally, before you take the solid substance called food? That's why food is 14. That's why it's food for thought. 14-41, 5-5. What food are you taking in? Just like you take bad food, GMO foods, a lot of this food that we've accepted in our minds is sad. Using the word sad as an acronym. Oh, man. Sad American diet. And that's not sad to use sad as the first word is not. I can't remember the first word, family, so forgive me. So I had to use or come up with an S real quick. But, yeah, it's still, I'm sorry, it's standard. Standard American diet.
So I was going to say shitty, but okay.
Well, that'll work too. See, because, see, that's why I say it. There's no limitations to what I'm giving. It's no one way.
Right.
Because your way is your way, because your way is your journey. And along your journey, and that's all of our journeys, we see things that nobody will ever see, because what we've seen is gone. It's not there no more. All we can do is tell the story. They'll never see what we saw. We're our own witness. That's why journey is 7. Witness is 7. See is 7. You're your own witness that's supposed to see the shit along your journey. And whatever you want to pass on that's helpful to that individual along their journey, this is what you give. Because, again, as we're learning, we must start to shut up. Silence is truly golden. And since that statement came to mind, it's no coincidence, silence is golden comes to 59, which is another 5. So sometimes shut the up, family. Shut up, you know. Because, again, once you learn to listen as much as you talk, a person will let you know more about them than they want to, because they say they talk too much. When you get a talkative person that ain't talking about nothing, it's talking shit. Talking shit. When they talking knowledge, you know when to shut up. You know when to be the sponge. You know to receive when you're being fed some serious information. See? And you know when you're being shitted on. You know when a person bullshitting you. You can listen to him right away like, damn, this nigga ain't shit, man. Oh, damn. Another one of these. Another one bites the dust. Damn. Speaking of dust, family, getting me back on course. Thank you, universe. Dust is another 5. That's why another one bites the dust. That's what they're looking for, that intangible substance, dust. Another name for dust is crystals. And we all use them, those of us who are into crystals. Not all of us, but those of us who are into crystals. Crystals is 32. Dust is 23. So we're all actual crystals from the dust that we come from, that substance. But understanding the crystals that we're now using to remember who and what we are and what we were and what we are is the crystals are teaching us that defense that comes from nature. It comes from those materials and substances
that make up crystals that comes from the earth, nature itself. Crystal is 32, 5, defense is 32. This is why we use the crystals as a defense. 5, understanding along with this defense of the crystals is something that's called rituals, 32, 5, that one must learn like anything else, because learn is 14, 5. Are we learning what we're supposed to? Because I'm just sharing this with you, especially being 5, excuse me, family, Eddie is 23, that's a 5. I don't do this just because 5 is a great number. That's my damn name, family. And when you know this, and it's in your heart, regardless, the number of your name, like your birth, is energy, because it's been given to you from the day of your birth. You've been called that energy, called the name, since your birth. You know how much energy your name, that number of your name has? I'm doing something now that I'm not sharing with the family until I prove it to my damn self. But right now, for the last 5 years, and this is a, you see how long I'm saying this study is? This is since the book been out. I've been studying this stuff. And this is something I ain't even shared, but this is something I want people to say, damn, what this brother talking about? Yeah, right. Certain things, what did I say? Silence is golden. Shut up. I might have said too much, but no, I ain't never said enough. I said exactly what I was supposed to say, because hopefully it's the inspiration, it's the spirit within you that's motivated to damn it move. That's why God is 13. Move is 13. Start moving your damn feet. Feet is 5, 23. It comes from your feet. That's why you call it dance. Dance is 14. Y'all better start thinking about the old ways, because it's the right way. That's why when you dance, it's a ritual, baby. Are you stuck on a modern-day dance that, again, they done took you off your square because you keeping up with the dance phrases, right? I mean, look at you. Look at old school. Damn, he can't dance. He can't. You got a rhythmatic beat that they know nothing about. And you definitely ain't going to share it with some ignorant folks that's going to stay there. Somebody asks you along the way, because they will. Bro, man, that's old, but man, I like that smooth. That's blase. There's the conversation. That's the, all you need, that one. I ain't trying to get everybody. I ain't trying to. I'm supposed to be that way. But let me digress again. Because, again, from that dance, 5, from your feet, it's all in the wind. That's why they're saying there's nothing new under the sun, in the wind. It's in the wind. It's been here. We just catching up with that current. As Brother West said, now we're using the 4, which is electricity. 4, God, spirit, truth, magnetic. That magnetism that we all have at our core, we're starting to use that, but the wind, that current, current 5, wind is 5. We're just catching the current of the wind, finally. And we hear all the time that you're the wind beneath my wings, damn it. Wow. Wind 5. And if I'm not mistaken, Brother Derek, correct me. Wings should be 5. I don't use it all the time, but if I'm not mistaken, that memory bank serves me right. Wings was also a 5 along with wind.
Right. 23, which equals a 5, yes.
Right. See, so wind and wing was the reason for me when I saw that and remembered that. And thank you for just refreshing my memory. That's the reason they said it, and we didn't see it, which brings us back to it's hidden in plain sight. What? The number behind the words. Once we start finding these numbers behind all these words that we say, we've been taught these words, now we are teaching ourselves, thank us, ourselves, this code, because it's a code. That's why code, as you mentioned earlier, is 5. All of this is a code that we learn at home. Home is 14, which is 5. I'm bringing it home. I'm bringing it to y'all, family. Y'all, my family, y'all home.
which is no more than music to me coming from Parliament. If you hear any noise, ain't nobody but me and the boys. Before I bring it home, I got to make sure I got what makes five, what makes sense. See, I understood once I got into this that, family, you love me, love being five. I love you. But you don't necessarily agree with me at all, and that's fine. But you do agree with the sense I make. This is why agree is five. Sense is five. That's what you're agreeing with. I ain't got shit to do with it but speak it. You're going to agree with what sense you. Because, again, what makes sense to me might not make sense to you, because the only reason I give what I give is on the five. It's making sense to me. So, yes, I understand you might not get it the way I get it, but, yeah, it makes sense. And that's what we gravitate to. Because we also use the five, the two fives, and facts matters. Not Black Lives Matters, not these goofy-ass, excuse me, family, and I got sidetracked again, but facts, 23, matters, 32. It's still that five, baby. This is why the nano that we talk about, nano being five and the vaccine being five, the vaccine is actually a serum, serum being five, that turns you into a venom, venom being five, or death, death being five. This is why it came from the Hindu god Corona. Corona is 14. Which is five. And she was the goddess of the pandemic. Pandemic is 23, which is five. They renamed Corona the goddess for our purposes, the coronavirus. Added virus onto the corona. No problem. Change the word, not the number. It now became 41, which is still five. Instead of 14 of corona. This is why we talk about chemtrails constantly, from the past to the present, from the 8 to the 8, in that infinity mode. Well, that's why we're still in the present, and we're talking about the past chemtrails that's in our present chemtrail that will be in our future. Because chemtrails is 41, which is 5. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention we kill our damn selves inhaling this shit during a holiday called 11, or better yet, July 14th, Independence Day. And we buy, consume.
The fireworks.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Fireworks is 41, like chemtrails are 41. The same metallic metals and chemicals. Chemicals, by the way, family, is 32. They just renamed chemicals fireworks. They just renamed chemicals chemtrails. It's still the chemicals within the substance that's being used. That's why it's all the five. And as I said, it's nothing that I'm saying new. I'm just getting us familiar with the metaphysical gematria of this number that we're going to be continuously in the past, present, and future. That's what we're looking at, family. And I think that's that three you was talking about in the last story, the three. It's your past, present, and future. It's the three. And you being able to see your past here in your present that you'll see in your future. Ain't that something? Because, again, the past that we've been talking about, that we're talking about now, we will be talking about 14, it's called guns. We've been talking about our Second Amendment rights. There's that too again. Second Amendment rights for how long? How many presidents? How often? Every damn year. If not every off year, we talk about 14 to 5 the guns. Every year, we talk about the punctuation of food, 14. And the fluctuation of 14 called gas. Every year, the five is here.
Mm-hmm.
We're discussing it. We're talking about the economy. We're talking about inflation. We're talking about the rise of everything. But still, the cost of living does not equate the cost of everything else that goes up. And I'm seeing it more and more. And not only seeing it, I'm hearing it. People who, and Derek, you can contest to this. I know a lot of states aren't in this nonsense with this mass mandate. But again, you've known how people, silly people here, are so standoffish that you'll see the stupid people with the masks on in their cars. But again,
And it's funny you mentioned that. Well, it's not funny, but just like it's six, it's only six states with the mask mandate, but that's only for indoor venues. Now, ironically, the six states are Illinois, Washington, Nevada, New Mexico, Oregon, and Hawaii. Now, like it was last weekend. I think it was, last weekend, weekend before, I was at Sam's Club out in Lansing, and I was sitting in the gas station for damn near a half hour. You know why? Because everybody that was pulling up, they were in the car putting on the mask, putting on the glove, get out the car, the gas. Then they got to take the mask off, then take the gloves off, or they get back in the car, take all the stuff off, then drive off. The mask mandate here in Illinois is supposed to be for the indoor venues, which everybody ain't following. But it's like when they instituted the mask mandate here, unfortunately, a lot of people, they did the opposite. Instead of wearing them inside, they start wearing them outside, even due to summertime, even now. I've never seen so many people here since this whole pandemic thing. They're wearing the mask outside. That's crazy.
No, it's and again, I love the word for the number that we've been using tonight, that 12, crazy comes to 12. So, yeah, they are crazy. And they ain't too crazy because, see, that 12, that crazy comes straight to the word lie. Lie is 12. They only crazy because they not fell into the lie, see?
Mm-hmm.
And what is the lie? The lie comes from them mandating or using this nonsense, but the part of the lie that everybody following is what the government says. That's why government is 39. That's that three at the same time. So, yeah, this is why they're crazy. They're following the lie of the government. Go ahead, Brother D.
Boy, I'm tripping right now. Now, a couple weeks ago, I started watching one of them old school TV shows called Star Trek. And it's like now, because you know what? I think I know you know where I'm about to go with this. Everything that we've been talking about on these shows has been in that show. But the reason why I brought up Star Trek, because guess what, Brother Eddie? It comes up to 39, which is a 12, which is a 3. Yep. Star Trek.
Yep. Exactly. See?
You can't make this up.
You can't make it up. But, that's even part when I was getting to Corona, the goddess, and her being the goddess of pandemic. You know, that's you know how that can't be no darn coincidence. No, they're using these names, but more than that I'm finding out, they're using the number. We just not familiar with these same numbers we keep using with different words. Like I said, it's hundreds, thousands, even millions of words with these same numbers, and they're using them in their rituals. That's why rituals are five. This is why I'm saying, too, we're talking about the rituals sometime, but we don't even know that power of the five, because within that ritual five, you create change. Change is five. You're creating it during the rituals that you've learned what to do and what to say. The power's in the tongue, but if we don't even believe what you're saying, why are you even doing it? But again, that's how it starts. That's where it comes from. But this is what they're doing. This is why they're killing so many of us, and we ain't using our power individually nor collectively to offset any and everything they can do, because we are the mighty people of the sun, which are the people of God. We had our brothers, Earth, Wind, and Fire, talked about it. People of the sun are the people of God. See? And we just don't know it because we don't look at those numbers. We look at the words, and we embrace the words of the definition and not be able to use the number as you see fit. Not me. This is I'm giving it to you the way I get it. But you will even see it a different way when you see, and you're getting it. I'm loving it. How you're using it, but you're gonna start remembering these words just like I remember getting back on the work and keeping focus that we should do, because again, focus is five and work is five. That's why you gotta put the work in. You gotta put the five in, and we hear that all the time. Faith without work ain't dookie squat, baby. You gotta put some work in it. You gotta do your part. See? And you gotta learn what it is you're supposed to learn. That's why it's called homework. You get it right here at home, and you start doing the work. That's why home is 14. But the real home in all of us is inside of you, because your home is also called your temple. Temple is 23.5. Home is 14.5. The home, the temple in you is your brain, baby. That's what you house. You house your brain. Your brain is 14. That's what you carry around with you. See? Wherever you go, that's why you stand your ground. Because you're protecting your brain. That part of your body that has so much liquid in it up there that's floating around in your skull. And then they put 22 bones around your skull, 2-2. That's that 4 again. God in your face, around your brain. Come on now. Let's stop it. We can put this any way you want to put it because it's right there. But anyway, let's get back to the 5 because I'm getting off again. So we've been on the home, which is no more than your temple. It's no more than the work you put in. Your home is your heaven. It ain't in the sky as we keep looking up in there when they say it's a limit. So they never put a limit on you getting to heaven if they don't say the sky's a limit. No. See, heaven is in my brain. That's my kingdom. Kingdom is 23. Heaven is 23. Brain is 14. That's your heaven. That's why our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdoms come on earth, family, on earth as it is in heaven. Our kingdom is on earth, family. They got you physically talking about dying to get to heaven. Ain't that something? Understand the numbers of what they're saying to dies. It's a mindset that has to die. Because it dies before it gets to the fifth. It dies in the fourth chamber called your heart, called your fourth chakra. Because in that fourth chakra, it changes its current. It changes its beat. That's why it deals with your heart. Heart being 24, 6, beat being 15, 6. That's where you get your balance, 15 is right in the middle, baby, between the other three chakras at the top and the other three chakras at the bottom. Dimension, baby, truth starts in the heart. And it changes the flow, the frequency, the sound, the light. We're light beings, family. That's why they got us here in the mid-damn West, always in the shadows. But that don't matter, because that's us too. That's why they can't they can't stop us. We in the light, and we in the damn shadow. Ain't that something? Shadows is 29. That's 11. And light is 27. That's that 9. I think it's 9-11 again. Don't they call that? Ain't that something? See how that works? Mm. And it's just beyond the night, that 9-11. Ain't woo. 11-27. 9-11 in reverse. So, yeah. See, that's why we just had an eclipse dealing with the shadow of the moon, the earth, and the sun.
So we had that eclipse, that lunar eclipse. So we saw that shadow. Well, we just saw that shadows, or let's just use shadow. Shadow is 23, family. But if you add that S on it, because we always see shadows at the corner of our eyes, shadows is 29. But that's why they call it an eclipse, because eclipse is 29. Eclipse is no more than a shadow. But that shadow is no more than part of the universe. It's no more than the events, the celestial events that we, family, are already connected to, we're part of. But we throw ourselves off when we go out and try to look up and see these certain celestial events that are happening. Why are we looking at what we are? And as what's the old saying? You ain't gonna see it in any damn way, not what you're supposed to see, because we in the frame. We looking at the event that's happening. We in the frame. You can't see the picture if you in the frame, family. Get out the box. Get out the box, family. That starts with a mindset. And I got cut off again, man. And I got off the five and went somewhere else. So again, Brother Dia, I'm taking your lead. If you ain't saying nothing, I'm feeling you into it. You know, that's why you ain't stopping my flow, because I'm flowing wherever I'm going. So you let me float on. float on. Hey, I love our music, family. That, for me, I see that our music of the 60s and 70s, we always revert back to it. But that has all the answers that we're talking. We're talking about going back to our past, being in the present, to take us to our future, where, for me, a lot of our answers are in the past music that was made in the 60s, some 50s, but the 60s and 70s. A lot of that music is talking about things that are happening right now. All I have to do is bring up one person's album, Marvin Gaye. What's going on? 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. You can play that record right now, and it'll touch every individual that has never heard that before, because it's pertinent. See? So I don't care what generation you're in, when you hear what's going on, and everybody's got a different story. That's the beauty. That's why we got to tell our story, family. Stop letting Hollywood and every damn body else tell our story. And for me, that's why they want to kill me and the rest of my fellow peers of seniors and elders off first, because we are walking encyclopedias, books of things that have now been banded, that are not being sold, things are not being shown, things that are being taken. And like I said, for me, it all ties up to what we're going to see down the line, because it's been coming. We've been talking about this and how we're not going to have money and why we're going to cryptocurrency. And like I said, it's deeper than that to me. When we start talking, we going paperless, and we want everything paperless, that's telling you they don't want books no more. They burnt them the last time. Now they finna get rid of them through technology. We don't want paper. Newspapers, magazines are going to be obsolete. Libraries, obsolete. We go to the past. You mentioned the past. Libraries where we met. How often do we frequent the libraries now? They call it the perfect library.
Right.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, man, I had to stop and think about it for a minute.
When was the last time I was in the lock? Before they shut everything down here because of that COVID bullshit? Might have been longer than that.
We ain't even talking about that. We stopped going before they even came up with this. We wasn't going no more.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the lectures and forums that we were giving and doing back then, they stopped us from coming in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because at first it was like, you know, it was no problem. Then we started getting visitors telling us we was too loud. Then we got visitors, people leaving one venue and coming over to our venue.
Right.
So they was losing people along with not wanting to hear the content, because that's what it was. It was the content wasn't the same nonsense that basically what happened. I think we were going on days because we didn't space it out like that. But a lot of the holiday seasons, we were there doing holiday, Christmas, little things
yes.
they were doing in other venues or Thanksgiving. So we were bothering the norm on the information that offset the lies that, again, we're still trying to, I hate to use the word convince, and I prefer to say share with our people, because the choice is still yours. I can't convince you of a darn thing, because whatever I give you, you won't accept it if you're not. I ain't going to beat you. I ain't going to do this. I'm going to give it to you, and I'm out. You know, so again, this is what they set all this nonsense up. And if we don't see it, if those of us of age don't teach it, because for me, they have a lot of generational people, boomers. We talk about the baby boomers all the time. Well, boomers, they after y'all. And I'm sorry, us. I'm acting like I ain't a part of the baby boomers. Ain't that something? They after the boomers. Boomer come up to 23. That's fine. But don't get it twisted that if they coming from the boomers, they ain't coming for the other half of it or the other end of it. The other end would be the youth. A lot of youth don't want to be called children, so we won't take you there. We'll call you youth. You don't mind that. That's okay. But guess what? Youth is 23, just like boomers is 23. They're coming for us, be it the youth or be it the boomers, because we're that vital gap or dot that we need to give this information to the next generation for their fight. Because as we know, most people my age are not the warriors anymore. I'm one of these weird people, these strange ones who, at my age, talking about getting in shape to teach again. I love the challenge. I love the challenge, but it's great. It's great because I want my people, even using my brain, to know that my body, mind over matter. Our body, not just my body. If I can do it, and I'm coming off of a injury, a back injury of all things, and I can do it, I ain't saying anybody can do it, but darn it, most people can. Most people can. Or let me even go this low. Some people can. If not most, some. And the only reason I'm going with some, y'all know, some comes to 14. Some of you can do it, and some of you can't. It's only five. But you, were you getting ready to say something, Brother D?
No. I wasn't saying nothing.
Okay. So, again, on the five real quick, remember, we practice. 32, we practice what we preach. Preach is 23. We hit his five all the time in different things, see, because when I was talking earlier about death coming from the vaccine, a.k.a. the sperm, a.k.a. venom, that we have to understand that the hospital is part of the system. It's part of the system. So we can't disband it, but hospital is 32. Do you think it's a coincidence that in hospital they use a lot of chemicals, chemical 32? And we see when we go to the hospitals, don't we go to see 23? Five? Damn. Vaccine, 5. Hospital, 5. Doctor, 5. Well, shit, let's be real. It's usually for every good man as a strong woman, and well, we know the woman's the backbone. So it's basically who does the work? The nurse. Well, we just changed the name. Number remains the same. Nurse is 23, 5. Bam. Pandemic, 5. Vaccine, 5. Serum, 5. Venom, 5. Hospital, 5. Doctor, 5. Nurse, 5. Deaf, 5. Dead, 5. Die, 5. Wow. But remember, the key to everything that's being said is we are in the image of the Creator. Creator is on the one. That's why you the key. He is one, you are one, Creator of one. We are small creators of the Most High. So through the five that we're seeing all this death and negative, we think, because you have to have balance. So we speak the heaven into the existence through the tongue, through the word. The five is called manifest. We can manifest anything we speak. We are manifesting all the negative that's being given out by this vaccine, by the information we give, the way we give it. If I turned everything around and made it positive, even though it was negative, that, yeah, they're trying to use 5 nanotechnology on us, which is 5 alien technology or DNA, we shouldn't have to worry, or there's no need to worry, because within us, if activated properly, please family hear me when I say this one, properly, if activated properly, along with the Galactic Federation, which is no more than the air and the wind, if you're not getting the real current of the air, which is part of the federation that comes through the air, the galactic comes through the air as the federation comes through the wind. If you're not getting nature, because air 2, wind 5, 2 plus 5 is 7. That's I am, family. That's in all of us, I am. Science calls it the Big Bang. I am. What explosion is going off in your universe that's creating your thought, your funk? Let's get funk key. You are the key. You are the creator to unlock any lock within you. You don't have a lock for anything else. That's man-made. Somebody gives you something to unlock a physical door. We're talking spiritual, baby. You got every key you need because you are that key. We keep misplacing the key. Sometimes we don't even get the key. And the key is already handed to us at birth. But let me digress and get back to the five real quick. That, please, family, I love for you who all that's out there that call me strange, thank you. Call me weird, thank you. Woo, I love it. I'm telling you, go look up the definition. Strange is something supernatural. We won't get into it. Go look it up. But I only accept it because of who I am by numerology now. No more, no less. English, that's right. That's how I'm taking it. Because English is the only language we speak. When people ask me, well, what about this? I can't speak for no other language. I'm speaking to you in English, using English. That's why English comes to 32, which is 5, y'all. English language is the occult. Occult is 23. We're speaking the occult and don't even know it. But it's right there. but it's there for a purpose to keep us in confusion. Confusion is 32. Starting off with our belief system in the Bible. In religion, not the Bible. In religion. Religion is 32. So don't get it twisted. When I say religion, don't go back and say, oh, he said the Holy Bible was confusion. Oh, I didn't. Listen to me carefully. I use the word religion. Religion is man-made. Religion has labels and titles. The Creator never gave us anything man-made. He gave us his word, the word. That is no religion. But we hang on to it. Christian, well, Jesus is a, who said Jesus was a Christian? Do the homework. Work, 14. Home, 14. Do it and find out that Jesus, while alive, supposedly, I use that term, supposedly, was never called a Christian during the time that he lived. Christianity and Christians came about over 300 years. There's that three, Brother Derek, over 300 years after
right.
Christ was crucified. So even in the story, it says, telling you something in numbers on what's happening with all this. But again, I'm not here to try to get anybody to believe anything. I'm giving what I give, and like I said, it makes sense. Facts matters, you know, and that's what you agree with, the sense. And if not, you don't. That's cool. When we talk about a lot of people, and I've been hearing people use this term again, tinnitus, which it used to bother me. I control it now. But tinnitus is what a lot of our people go to a doctor, an ear specialist, to help them with what's called tinnitus, which is a ringing, a buzzing, a humming in the ear that they hear. Family, just to be metaphysical with you, I've been hearing this sound all my life. Never went to the doctor for it. Once I got into metaphysics, I learned what it was. Again, being on that five, when we hear a ringing, a true ringing, true is five, ringing is five. That ringing is letting you know. The ringing is either warning you of something that's going to happen, or it's warning you of something that you're trying to obtain. It's one or the other. It's a warning system that directs us, but by paying attention to it as it gets louder or it gets dull. Once you recognize what it is, you start again, just like I do with these numbers, find a pattern. Everything has a pattern. If you don't recognize it, ain't nobody going to recognize it for you. And if you go to a doctor, he gives you God in the form of a drug. Well, drug is 22-4. God is 13-4. Everything they try to do, they try to replace artificial 4 with the real 4. They give you a darn drug for whatever you say a problem is. Instead of trying to teach you the inside out, instead of putting something in you from the outside in. No. See, so I'm on my, I'm loving this. I'm loving it. I've said it twice earlier to family members that I've been talking to here, that a lot of people are listening to me sometime, and they're like, damn, Ed, you don't never have fun, man, when I come over. When I do things but man, it's like, you know, I don't never see you with that real laugh or, you know, you ain't having no, I'm like, bro, what, you know, it's like what I do, what I'm doing. This ain't for everybody. And I'm not trying to make even those who get what I get. They're not supposed to get it my way. I did it my way. No, everybody has their way, you know, but the key is that what Like I said, what I see is fun, you might not see is fun. What I see is doing wrong, you might not see is doing wrong. What I see is doing right, you might not see that. So, again, fun for me is what I'm doing. I love what I do. Love is 14. Well, that's the five we've been on. And when I knew and see that fun is 13 and 13 is God, ooh, don't you think I'm having fun? When I see 13 and 14, when I see the joy of God in metaphysics, by using another word, you might not know what I'm saying. That's why I say when people call me strange, I tell them thank you. That's 32. When they call me weird, I say thank you. That's 23. I don't care if you don't know. It ain't for you to know. I'm getting the energy off of 23 and 32 to 5 is Eddie. I've been getting that. You call me this, you don't know. I'm thanking you. You black motherfucker. Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to use all the damn numbers to everything you said. And if it comes to the number that vibes with me, thank you, brother. You look at me like I'm crazy. Yeah. Long as you don't cross the line. I'm crazy as you want me to be. But you look at me, you think this gray hair, think I'm, oh, okay, you cross the line, bro. I ain't got time to play in. I ain't Bruce Lee, no more. I ain't no. I learned from the best, and it was like, hey, it's called realistic fighting, and that's the same way I teach today. I'm not going to teach nobody in their 40s and 50s how to fight somebody for 30 seconds, 1 minute. That's too long, family. I want to teach you how the first time you touch a MF, you going to take them out. You ain't got to worry about them, no. I ain't got to worry. You getting up, I got to worry about you. I'm now worried about if you got somebody with you that I didn't see. So I'm, hey, I want it within 3 seconds. Once you touch that first date, hey, you ain't got to worry about hitting them no more. You ain't got to worry about wrestling and tussling. No, buddy. Mm-mm. Street fight all the way. Ain't fair. Life ain't fair. Ain't that what we hear all the time? Life ain't fair. Shit, when it comes to a fight, fight is 31, family. Wow. And guess what? You better learn to be a fighter because fighter is 41, the five. That's why I fight with with the words and numbers. As I got taught by Bruce in a movie, I ain't never met the man, and figured it out once I got to the spiritual realm. Learn the art of fighting without fighting. Man, if you can do that. Because even in learning his physical form of Jeet Kune Do, of the art of the intercepting hand or foot, I've learned through time and getting spiritual with it. I want to intercept my partner. I want to intercept my opponent's thoughts, baby. We ain't got to get physical. I'm intercepting your thoughts before anything physical gets started. That's why they say you got choice. That means move, damn it. If you see something's getting ready to go down physical and it's operating, ain't nobody got a gun up your head, ain't nothing stop you from moving your feet. Leave, damn it. What you going to stay there for and prove something to who? For what? This is not my frequency, not my vibe. Let me just get out. Ain't nothing stopping me. Only thing that stops you is called a five. It's called ego, family. 14, ego. That's what a lot of people still got. They still got their ego. They ain't put it in check. As George said, stop slip dipping and ego tripping and body snatching. I'm into the funk, baby. It's my thought. Because, like I said, that's why I hear all types. Anything we talk about, I hear music, a song in it, a commercial that had music to it. Yeah, I mean, and that's why I love it. And most people tell you, what does Ed be watching if you go over his house? What is his TV on? What sports he? What that nigga? I know he be watching basketball and football. Anybody tell you, no, if he got the TV on, he'd watch a cartoon. We come over here, we tired of shit, got cartoons on, cartoons. That's it, family, I'm sorry. Like I said, I got a cartoon mind, and I know why now, because I want to know the first thing you're teaching my babies. You're teaching the children. Everybody else grown. Y'all can watch all that stuff. Y'all, well, I want to watch what they showing our babies. That's my future. And if I'm real about my future, I want to know what y'all showing them. And y'all showing them a whole bunch of I ain't going to go there. See, I was about to go there, and y'all already know what they showing them. The children in these cartoons, we've talked about it on the shows. There's no reason for me to go there because I never finish this five that we've been talking about because, again, all we have to do is go with the flow and just go slow. That's why they say slow down. Slow is 14. Flow is 14. That's why I said float on. See, that's that five. And, again, brothers, sisters, we have to keep focused. And that's one of the big things. We're not focused on whatever your endeavors are. Your endeavors aren't mine. It's yours alone. But are you focused? Are you serious? When you're serious, your thought is there. You're thinking about what you're serious about. You're thinking your seriousness also deals with how you save your own damn soul before you start thinking about saving whatever money you say you ain't got. That's why you're saving, but hey, save self first. That's why self is one key, one, know one, know thyself. Become healthy in your thought. And when I say healthy, split the word up. Heal thy thought. A healthy thought is to heal thy thought. Heal your own damn thought. Heal yourself. Stop taking food and supplements that call healthy this and healthy that. That ain't putting nobody on blast. But you heal thyself. And you speak this to yourself. Manifest it, speak it into existence. We have to start doing these things because that's where the power lies. Stop living in the fears of everything that you hear. Hears, when you hear things, plural hears, five. Fears are five. There's nothing to fear but fear itself. This is why it comes from within. You go with it within to even battle those so-called demons. Because on one side of 13, it's called demon. On the other side of 13, it's called God. You got balance, family. Mm-hmm. That's why the third horseman, the black horseman, rode with a pair of balance in his hand. Balance being like a scale, family. We the scale. Go ahead, Brother D.
Hey, brother. We got 3 minutes left.
Oh, my goodness, man. Didn't nobody have their hand up? I hope nobody had their hand up.
No, I've been checking the board.
Okay, cool. I didn't want to, disregard the family. And like you said, you've been checking the board. You let me know. So good. Everybody said what they supposed to say. Again, thank you for recognizing the time. I didn't know it was this late. Brother D, as always, it's always a pleasure doing shows, doing classes with you. And again, for this day, for me, especially Bruce Lee, hey, ups to you, my brother. Because again, without you, Lee, you wouldn't have no Eddie. I wouldn't be the person I am. And I ain't going to give that to, like a lot of us give it to a lot of our black constituents. Great. I love it. That's who you got it from. That's who you give it to. But I don't see no color in that brother because, like I said, they treated that brother worse than they did a brother. When they give the brother, Black Panther, dual identity King Shaga, and you give Green Hornet and Kato ain't got no damn dual identity. He's Kato, and he's a chauffeur and a butler. Subservient roles. Come on, y'all. I'm saying this at 6 years old. And people still didn't see it today until I mentioned. I'm like, come on now. I know. Come on. They showing repeats, and y'all don't see that on today. I saw this in 66, 67. Anyway, my brother, with that being said, family, love you, love you, love y'all. And again, if you want to reach me, you can with my old email. It's working now. And that's eharris12764@gmail.com. Again, peace and love to everybody. Until we do this again, Brother D, hey, stay strong, stay up, keep doing what you're doing.
All right, Eddie. All right, family, stay tuned for our next show. And like I said, be safe out there, and you'll be hearing us from us soon. Take care.
Now I like a woman who loves her freedom, and I like a woman who can hold her own. And if you fit that description, baby, come with me. Take my hand.
My name is Charles. Now I like a woman that's quiet. A woman who carries herself like Miss Universe. Of the world. And if you understand what I'm saying,